Blog Talk Radio.
Searching for different gemstones, I'm not always able to find
the same size or the same specific gym. So it's always a new creation in process when I do make a necklace, bracelet, or earrings, something that's going to be shown on my website.
That is fantastic. You have done a whole lot since the last power meeting that we had is at the Metro Points. You have really, your daughters are extremely well, what I call, you know, put together, raised right. They are what they call elegant ladies. And I want to commend you as a mother to have three daughters. It's hard enough to have one daughter. But when you have three daughters and they're in the ages of really teenagers, of one of them is probably even older than teenagers, and you have them all in the same, what I call, poise of ladies. And when you came to the event, I mean, they came in and they represented your company and yourself, and it was just, you know, really something to behold. So, well, again, I want to commend you on that. And also now with the business that you have and by working with one of your daughters' apartment complexes, they're allowing you to come in and do networking and display of your jewelry. How did you go about getting this jewelry concept, and how did you go about making your own jewelry?
Well, it's always been something that I had in me, but my late husband helped me with also promoting it and doing a lot of the purchasing of the supplies. And so since his passing, it's just something that I have to really develop now and make it my own, because it's hard moving from month to month with his transition and with me trying to continue on with a normal lifestyle. I have my difficult days, but I know what God has blessed me to do. I talk with a lot of people in networking and marketing my brand. I bring in as many vendors with different marketing tools and marketing promotions that I possibly can, and it's a growing endeavor for me. And all the people that are able to work with me, I want everybody to be successful. As many businesses as I can get involved with it, and I have introduced a lot of people to the Be There magazine publication and website, and I'm hoping that they are also going to invest as soon as possible, because what you're doing is great for the community, and I love it, Russ. You know, when I first found out about it, I grabbed hold of what you're doing, the positive, and I just want you to continue to grow for the community and be a blessing for everybody to have the opportunity that you're giving me also.
Well, you've been a blessing to the magazine, and I really appreciate your investment and the way that you're talking to others to invest. That's the whole goal. The names that you are putting out there and the people that you are inviting to the magazine is the way it's going to be done with this coalition. Everybody helps out, everybody contributes, and everybody makes this thing into a powerful, powerful coalition of concerned businesses. You are a concerned business. Not only do you have your own business, but you worry or you concern or you care about other businesses. And that's what makes you so successful. You can get anything out of life if you help enough persons or people get what they want out of life. And you're helping so many people get things out of life. You build your own life. You have your own life. Your own life is extremely built well. And now you want to help others build their life, and not only their life, but their businesses. And that's what makes you such a blessing to Be There magazine. When you initially got the advertising package, and then you brought in your wonderful daughters and your jewelry, and you lighted the whole event where people was gravitating to you and coming to you and getting your business cards, et cetera. And then you didn't stop there. Once the event was over, it was not over for you. You decided to take that to another level. Even though the event was over, it was not over for you. You decided to go out and talk to other businesses. You sent me 4 to 5 other businesses that basically wanted to invest, to promote, to advertise, and that's what it's all about. It's never over until it's over, and for you, it's not over at all.
I know, Russ, when you came in, you said that you wanted to also have us give a tip about how we can promote each other. And if I may, there is one entity that I've learned while I was out doing vending with a network of folks, and it's a way that we can keep our calculations and accounting accurate with every sale that we do, with every purchase that we make. We can keep everything on an accurate accounting scale. It's this little device that if you have an iPhone or Android, it connects to it. You can get it from Square.com, and it does everything right there for you. You don't have to invest into any type of big credit card machine or system. Everything is calculated for you, and it's a small percentage that you pay each time you make a sale with using that little device, and you can get it from Square.com, and that is my most positive tip that I can do today or let everybody know. If you're really interested in moving your business forward and branding it and keeping your own accounting information where you can see it every day, keep track of your own finances.
That is excellent, excellent, excellent advice. And I'm sure that people are going to take that tip to enhance and create and better and love the business that they have. We're going to come right back, and I'm going to give you some more tips on how you can make your business better, be a better entrepreneur, be a better person, be a better business. We're going to come right back with Valerie Jones. We're going to come back and make sure that people do see what they do. We'll be right back. Valerie Jones, who is an excellent entrepreneur, and she's going places, and she's going places with Be There Magazine. Be There Magazine and Valerie Jones is making the city, the area, better. It's all about making it better, making people better, making businesses better, and information is power, and she's sharing some great information this morning. We're going to talk about how you can make your business better. Ways to make your business better. First off, you can reduce shrinkage. Sometimes people have 10, 15 employees, and they have a lot of stuff all over the floor and things that they, make pricing mistakes. You can do that by shrinking the percentage in your retail industry, or you can make it the items more affordable. Everybody now wants to buy cash and go. People look at items if it's overpriced or if it feels though they can't afford it. And they're not going to tell you that it's not going to buy it. And then you're stuck with it. You know, you have to leave with the item or they come to your store and they don't buy. You want people to buy like you buy. Take the attitude of how you bought. I used to have 4 boutiques at one time. And I used to go to New York and spend $15,000, $20,000 in 5 hours. And you come back, and then you have to, next day they take all that stuff and ship it to you. In 5 hours, spent $15,000. Took me 4 days to mark those items up with tags on it and pricing on them, and then wait another 30 days to try to have people come in and buy it. And I'm saying to myself, wow, it only took one day to spend it in New York, and now it's 15, 20 days or 30 days later, and it still hasn't sold because it was priced so good for me to buy it in New York. How can I price it for the consumer to buy it? And that's what people realize sometimes in business. You have to price it for the consumer. What made you buy it? What made you buy it wholesale? Can they buy it retail? It's the same concept as the $10 store. I remember when the $10 store came out, and everybody said, I wouldn't shop at a $10 store, but the $10 store, women came and shopped the $10 store, bought all kinds of dresses because it was $10. Valerie, give us another tip on what you think it can help businesses sell or better their business.
Okay, excuse me. One of the primary things about we designers who make our own items versus the marketers that buy from wholesale, you have to take your time and looking at what it is you want to sell and if it's something that your invested customers, you know they're going to want to purchase. Because to buy bulk and it doesn't sell, you're just keeping a warehouse. You want to make sure that your items are going to move as fast as you purchase them. So for me, since most of the items that I do create are one of a kind, if I've had it out on display for more than 3 or 4 events, I may break it down and change it into something else. I may change the stones and use other stones with it. Because you want to give the customers what they're asking for. If I have a lot of jade in my collection and the jade isn't moving as fast as maybe a amethyst stone or pearls, I look at what I need to purchase and show at different events for the customers that are going to be there. If I'm going to go and buy products that's already made and I'm just purchasing them from New York or any of the other different outlets that I may use from time to time, I'm going to look at what's going to sell that I won't continue to have the same inventory for 6 months to pass into the next year. So I think it's a matter of you really knowing your clientele, knowing what events you're going to be at, especially when you're looking at the sororities. You're going to look at what their colors are. You're going to look at how many events you're lining up to go to different organizations and what they prefer, or if it's you, if you're just doing the open marketing where everybody in the community is going to be there. So it's just, I think, really knowing the events that you're going to be at and the customers that you're selling to so you won't overpurchase or you'll make and create, whether it's jewelry, whether it's clothing designs, more products that your customers are apt to buy and use.
That is fantastic. Another thing you want to do is increase what I call sales and opportunities and improve customer service. One easy way to better your business is to improve customer service. Develop customer-friendly policies. Train employees to provide outstanding customer service and learn how to create customers' loyalty. A lot of customers get turned off, but you have to create what they call a friendly policy, a policy that customers can say, hey, there was a store, I remember when Nordstrom came in town, you had Wood and Lothrop, and you had Garfinkel's. The number one thing that Nordstrom said, I don't care what you do, you can bring it back. you can bring it back. And that changed the attitude of a lot of women. They want to shop at Nordstrom. Even though it was a little bit higher, they knew if they didn't like it, they could bring it back. It was called creating or improving customer loyalty. Adding new products and product lines is a way to improve your business. And buying from vendors who will give you the best value. In your case, you make your own jewelry. You make your own jewelry. And that is something that is totally unique, totally unique. That's why I was so glad when you got involved with the Be There Magazine After Dark networking venue to be part of this magazine and its coalition. And then you went one step further with giving this information to others, and that's what it's all about. It's about transferring information to others so they know. You didn't keep the information to yourself. Tell us about how you got the attitude of business and not to be selfish in business. What made you be an entrepreneur but also had the vision to want to connect to a Be There magazine?
Well, I have always been a salesperson, and I've always been, to me, a kind and caring person. I care about how other people feel about themselves. I'll put myself outside of the box sometimes to make sure that other people have what they need and feel better about themselves. I work with people with disabilities. I work with people that are in sheltered home situations. I know that I'm a person that care about making people feel good. And I had this incident where this young lady, because of the situation that is going on right now with the three young ladies being rescued, when I was in college in Boston, I had this situation. This young lady, she was always so angry, and I was always collecting stones. And I asked her one day, I'm like, why are you always so angry when I know I haven't done anything personally to you? And she told me that her stepfather had been very abusive to them, and I just reminded her of the stepfather. So I gave her the stone that I had. It had an amethyst setting in it and had one little black stone in the midst of amethyst. And I told her, you take this stone, and every time you think of pain, you look into that stone, and that's me, and I'm telling you that I love you. So you just have to reach out to people and just let them know that it's always someone there for you. And that same energy is something that I dwell on also. When I'm feeling at my lowest, I remember when people reached out to me and gave me love. And that's how Be There Magazine has been for me. That's how Anita Gonzalez has been for me, one of the people that brought me to Be There Magazine. Like, this is your business, Valerie. You can brand it. You can be a heavy hitter. You can make this business work for you. And since I've gotten involved, that's how I feel about my business every day. I feel that I can grow it every day. I feel that there's somebody out there that I can reach every day to share with me like I'm sharing with them. And one day, I'm going to have the successful business that I know I can create because I have it in me to love people and to share and to grow. And so that's what I'm holding on to. God has always blessed me to go beyond what I have.
Well, you have met some of the most supportive, caring individuals of Be There Magazine. When you met Anita the Diva, all the women you met that night were actually part of the magazine coexistence for years. They gave up their time, their energy, their money, their substance of who they were to put deep, deep, deep in the magazines that was out years ago prior to you coming on board. These women were being so supportive, and that's why they reached out to you. They all became one big happy family. That night was a show of love among women who were already successful in life but wanted to help others be successful in their endeavors. And it was such a beautiful show of energy and respect for each other as women. I just was taken back. I stood up on the top of the venue of leverage of the high part of the overlooking the actual event. And as I looked and I saw you, your daughters, Anita the Diva, Anita Green. I saw Be There Magazine Woman of the Year. I saw about maybe 25 women that I've known over 35 years in some cases that were the same as they was yesterday, today. They've always been giving, caring women. And you had the pleasure of meeting Anita the Diva, who was in her own right a successful entrepreneur with her business. The woman has, I mean, is extremely successful, elegant, beyond elegant, and she reached out to you. So you had to, you know, that's what I'm saying. But you are in your own right when you brought to the table whatever you were before you started your business. It's all about who you are and what you are and where your heart is. And that's what makes this whole concept of coalition of concerned business, the giving of others and the support of others. And I cannot do this without you. It's you and the opportunity that you shared with others. And I want you to also give me those names again. We're going to call them individually, and I'm going to make sure that they come on board. We're going to make sure these remote sites, these talk shows at remote sites. We'll do one at your location. We'll do one at various locations. We're going to have remote on-site talk shows where people can come up and just talk to us right on the air. You can pull your phone out and talk to yourself or talk to the world on the air, right with me, wherever I am. Be there with Russell and the heavy hitters. Be there with people like yourself. We're going to come right back and talk more about things that we can do to make our business better, our life better, and people who want to be better. It's all about better.
It's all about better.
Thank you for what you're doing. I want to give us a closing statement before we go, okay?
Okay, I am in love with life like that also. And as I said, my husband, who transitioned a few months ago, it's difficult a lot of days, but I get up and I know that it's just something better that God is going to bless me with every day if I put myself and keep myself in life activity. And I have a lot of people that support me, especially for Metropolitan AME Church. I have my parents that support me, my family, a lot of friends, a lot of new friends that are vendors and groups. Be There magazine has been very positive. I stay focused with you, Russell, just by knowing you, and you're saying that all of us could be heavy hitters if we keep grasping for our goals and dreams. That's what I'm going to do. That's what I encourage everybody to do. Just continue to keep your head up and keep working at what you know can happen in your life. Life's trials are going to come, and we just have to find ways to keep pressing beyond them so we can inherit the fruit of our destiny. And I thank you so much. Thank you for letting me talk to your audience today, and God bless everybody that can hear the sound of my voice. I pray that you have a peaceful week.
Fantastic. And it's going to be a happy Mother's Day to you, by the way. And we're going to bless all the mothers. And we're going to make sure that we, Be There magazine, touch at least a million people. That's our goal, to touch a million people, to make a million heavy hitters. We started out with the night of 100 heavy hitters. Our goal in the lifetime of Russell Price Jr. is to create, to impact, to uplift, to be in the company of 1 million heavy hitters. We're going to do something so large in the future. We'll do the whole ballpark, the whole stadium that holds 90,000 out there at FedEx Field. We're going to fill it up with nothing but entrepreneurs. They had a thing one time years ago where they had the partners. It was a gospel event where the partners, the men came out. We're going to do that same concept for entrepreneurs. Hold hands together, rock back and forth in the pews of the seats and say, entrepreneur, 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 and sway back and forth. The night of a million heavy hitters. And I want to thank you. We'll see you tomorrow morning, same time, same station. Be There magazine, After Dark, first Thursdays of every month. And we'll see you tomorrow morning.
God bless. Money, money, money.